We are learning Maseches Yevamos with Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. The case in the Mishnah that we are discussing is a case of Kohen Hedyot Shenosas Avana, so it's Mutter to the Kohen Hedyot, because Kohen is allowed to marry Avana, and there's a brother, Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is going to ask now that if you want a case where it's also to the brother, the Kohen Gadol, you don't have to marry Avana. A Kohen Hedyot can marry a regular Besula, and marries the Besula. And now it's also to the Kohen Gadol because of Amana, because he died. The Kohen Hedyot died. Why does it have to be a case where he married Amana? So tomorrow, my ear is telling you, Amana, listen to Basula. Say a case of a Basula. V'chi teima, maybe you'll say, Kesava hai tano, Nesu'in Rishonim Apilim. Maybe this tano holds the klal, the rule of Nesu'in Rishonim Apilim, which is an interesting use of this rule. What we mean over here is that when he does kedushin with her, she's still a basula. Somehow that will make her mutter to the Kohen Gadol for yibum, because yibum goes with the nesu'in rishonim when they get the kedushin in the first place, which will be a kula digger use of nesu'in rishonim apilim. Usually use it as a chumra. Here we use it as a kula, like Tysus points out. It's a chiddush. But the Gemara says maybe Nesu'in Rishonim Apilim says that even though now already she became Amana because the Kohen Hedyot died, but since Peshas and Kohen Hedyot married her, she was Mutter, when they did Kedushin, she was Mutter to him, so maybe that would be Yibum. So the Gemara says that's not true. Because already Chalal Shenos HaKshayra, a Chalal that married HaKshayra, and there, also Peshas Kedushin, there's no Isser happening, nothing was wrong there. We say after the Chal marries the Kshayra becomes the Schal, and she can't marry a Kohen Hedyot. You see, you don't say Nesu'in Rishonim Apilim. So it's back straight here. Why does it pick and say, Amana, let it say, Besula? So, Gemara, how vada Mishum Seifa? This is definitely Mishum Seifa. So, the Gemara is Seifa, Kohen Golos Nosas Amana, Kohen Golos married Amana, Vishak Kohen Godol, or Kohen Hedyot. So that there is Dafka Amana. That Kohen Gadol that married Amana and made her a Cholol, and it's also to her, to the husband and to the Yavama, that's the case. So there has to be where she was Amana beginning, because if not, the Kohen Gadol can marry her. Dafka Amana, Avvasula Chazile, Mishum Ha'achi, therefore in the first case, Ketani Amana. So saying this Amana in the Reisha is definitely for the Amana of the Sefer. So I think we're right. The Gemara is now Akasha now, that we could find another whole series of Mutta Lazev, Oslozem, and Oslozem, Mutta Lazev, through a case of a Mitzri. Maskler, our papa, Im Isa, Loha, the Chi, Oslo, Rav Dimi, Rav Yechanon. If you hold of Rav Dimi, Mishen, Rav Yechanon, then Lechairo, the Mishnah is missing cases. We can say not a whole series of Mutta Lazev, Oslozem. What is his Shita? His Shita is a Mitzri Sheni, Shnosha, Mitzri Shoshaina, Bena Sheni. A Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shoshaina. The Loch is the Bena is not Mutter. Usually, a Mitzri Shlishi is Mutter. But his Chiddush is, you go back to the mother. Because it says, Bona Mashi Yevodulem, you go back to the mother. Bena Sheni. So, Bena Sheni have. So, Listinami, I have a case for you. Mitzri Sheni, Shinosha Shtei Mitzrayis. We have a Mitzri Sheni that married two Mitzrayis. Mutter did a marriage, married two Mitzrayis, two women. Echas Rishayna, Vachas Shnia. Vahayla Bonim, Rishayna Vashnia. He had children from both. So some of his children are all from the father, they're all brothers from the father. Some of the children are Mutter, be Yisraelim, and some are Asr. Because some are Sheni, some are Shlishis. So in Asav Kirachayu, in the event that they both marry Halachadik, that means the Shlishi marries a Yisraelis, and the Sheni marries a Mitzri, so there, Mutaris Levaleim, Asurus Yevmeim. That case, let's say Reuven is a Shlishi and Shimon's the Sheni. Reuven married Israelis, and Shimon married a mitzvah. So Reuven is mutter to his wife, and Shimon's also to his wife. Shimon's mutter to his wife, and Reuven's also to his wife. So it's a case of mutter lebaleihem, also leivmeihem. And if they do, vi eifach, the mitzvah is talking, it also can acquire mutter lebaleihem, also leivmeihem. Vi eifach, if they do the opposite, they do something wrong, the mitzvi shlishi marries a mitzvah, and the Mitzri Sheni, which is Shimon, marries Yisraelis. So then, then the mutter to the Yavam, but also to the wife. Like the Mitzri Shishi married a Mitzri, she's also, but it's mutter to the brother. So Mutaris Le'el is Giyaris. If they marry the Giyaris, they both marry Giyaris, then it's mutter to both, because a Giyaris mutter even to a Mitzris, if you want on the Yama. Asuris Le'el is the islandess. Our illness was Israelis kosher, that you're not allowed to marry Israelis and Mitzri, And also, if she falls to Yibum, it means a case like this. The Mitzri Sheni married Israelis, which is Aser, and if he dies, she is Aser to the other brother because she's islandess. It's not a Mitzri Diga Issa. It's interesting. What? Because we want it to be Aser to the brother who's a brother Sushi. So it's Aser as islandess, as Yibum. Does Issa do Yibum on islands? It becomes Issa Eshzach. Because it says, Asher Taylor is probably islandess, generally islandess. So the kash is, I have a whole other set of cases. We're not getting into this, but there's a long Taisa. The Taisa says you don't even need Rav Dimi, really. You can say a case where Yisrael married two Mitzriyas, a Mitzris Rishayna and a Mitzris Shnia. There, the children go by the Psul. You don't even get Yisrael. So Taisa is amazing that you don't want to have a case. If it's also a Ostig marriage, like upon him, this is the Mara's Kasha. You have all the cases of Mitzri. Also, Taisa is not upset that you want a Chiddush, you want a case of a Chiddush. So tomorrow, Tan of Ashaya. Echidam, he had this case, but Tan of Ashaya. My Shai Dai Shai. What's the Shai Dai Shai? What's the other case that we're missing over here? In terms of that, it means attacking the other cases, but we're missing some cases. There's a ton of Shai, so we're missing some cases. What's the case that we're missing? My Shai Dai Shai. Petsua Daka. The case that we're missing is Petsua Daka, which means that what? So Rashi explains that a case like this. A Petsua Daka that married Israelis is a Sura Labailo, because the brother's not a Petsua Daka. And the case could be a kosher to marry Ksheira and the brother's a Petsua Daka. That's a case where it's muta to the husband and Surah Yavama. And Mataras Abayla. And a case where the Israelis married the Petsua Daka and the brother's also a Petsua Daka, that's also Leila Velu. And a case where they married the Yaira, it's Mataras Zelvaza. So you can have a case of Petsua Daka. So Gemara, so that's the Shai, the High Shai. So I don't know. Imushim b'tzua daka lav shiru. Well, it's not a shir. Why? Because no chiddush of having b'tzua daka. The totally chayiv alavim. It says already chayiv alavim in our Mishnah. It says chayiv alavim of mamzer, chayiv alavim of kahuna. So the Gemara, the totally chayiv alavim. What?
Is it mitzvah
to chayiv alavim
also?
No, it's a chayiv asay. Mitzvah is a chayiv asay. It's not a chayiv alavim. Let me read it. Tonal v'shai, my shai, da shai, shai b'tzua daka, imshum b'tzua daka, lav shiru, to tonal v'chai v'lavim. Break the Gemara, all to chai v'lavim, me like tani v'al tani. It doesn't repeat over chai v'lavim, our Mishnah, it does. But tani koin hedish nosa amana, v'chol nosa k'shera. It says two things, koin hedish nosa amana, and then it says, the case, v'chol nosa k'shera. So the Gemara, it repeats over two things. So the Gemara, they're both a shayla lav. Chalos nosak sheira becomes a chalala, and then when she falls to the kayin, it's a problem. So you see, you do repeat chayla lav. So repeat pshut daka also. So Gemara, no, the chalos nosak sheira was a chiddush. Who is tzricha le lashvinu k'rav Yehuda Marav? The Amar Yehuda Marav that he was saying chalos nosak sheira is a case that's mutter lebal. It's mutter lebal v'asal yavam. So that's a chiddush. Chalos nosak sheira is a chiddush because it teaches us like Yehuda Marav. The chiddush over here is that a kahenes does not have an issa to marry a chal. So that's a chiddush. So don't tell me you repeat it over lav because that has a certain chiddush. Frank Dimar, but still have a shver. V'oktoni chal shenosek shera, v'yisrael shenosek v'asishol, v'yisrael mamzer. It repeats over another case of mamzer. That's a new chayiv alavim. We already have a case of kayin hedyet with amana, with kayin ta'amana. We have that already. Then we have the case of a chiddush of chalos nosak shera. We got the chiddush. The chiddush is that lehuzuru shera is to marry issa psul pasul. But ma'isa, what's the chiddush of mamza? So I don't know. Hon namila mahad demisnehi. That's also not a repeat. Why? Because it's a chiddush. That shminin lav shenin shav akarl. You only told us till now lav shenin shav akarl, lav of kahuna, which is not shav akarl. But shminin now lav hashav akarl because you learn lav hashav akarl.
Why don't we just say the case?
What?
Why present
the case of chol? Well, just a case of chol.
Yeah. If
you're
not saying,
okay, that's not so shver already. Which we might have more chiddushin. That's not shver already. We want to say that it's just a different case. It's not like it's not psukim. It was an extra psukim. It's a mishnah. But we're saying we're adding on an episode, not a chiddush. That's why. I know. Yeah, you're right. You say one have a kalachaim, everything else. We're only relying on kalachaimers. We're giving new cases, but they all have to have something unique to them. So here it's kamaslon lava shavuka. But that's still shver. Haktani Yisrael shenos mamzeres b'yeshli ach Yisrael mamzer. It's a shal in the gerses over here, but it repeats over cases of in mamzer alone. It's a few different cases. Has Yisrael shenos mamzeres b'yeshli Ach Yisrael, and also has a case of Mamzer from Zeresh Ach Yisrael. As other cases, we already said Mamzer, and repeats it over a few more times. Elav Shmami, no, Tanam Shai, Shmami, no. It's Taka Shmami, no, it's Tanam Shai. More the Kasha from Mitzri. So I think tomorrow, Tanam Shai. More says, Ma Shai, Dai Shai, which is Psua Daka. More says, no, Psua Daka is not a Shai, because why would it say Psua Daka? We know Chayav Alam ready. And every Chayav Alam is a Chiddush. So Mishnah says it proves no, there are extra Chayav Alam in our Mishnah. Remember we're saying there's four cases. Some of those cases are extra, and therefore it's not, it is a taina that's missing other cases, and therefore it's not shver from mitzvi that's missing, because tana v'shaya. So I'm talking more about Gufa. We just learned a memra from Amru Hudam Rav. Gufa Amru Hudam Rav. Loi huzuru kasheris inosa psulim. That means a kehenes has no iser to marry psulim. No iser for a kehenes to marry a chalal. Let's bring a raya to Rayuda Marab. It says in our Mishnah, Cholol Shanosa Ksheir. Now, what's Lashon Ksheir? It's an interesting Lashon Ksheir. So, Pashasa means my love kahenes. And we're calling Ksheir, my love kahenes a ruler. My Ksheir, Ksheir lakuna. Why is it called Ksheir then? Because, like Rashi says, that the Gemara Psachim is Vuyer, that it's better for a Kayin to marry a kahenes. The right Shidduch for a Kayin is a kahenes. There's an Indian to marry a Bas Kohen. So therefore, it's saying, Cholol Shenosek Sheira. So first of Mishnah, that Cholol can marry a Kehenes. So you see, there's no Issef a Kehenes to marry a Cholol. So the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya, Eloi, Yisraelis. Ksheira means Yisraelis. Umay Ksheira, what's in Ksheira? Ksheira Lekol. It means she's Mutu Lekol. Yehochi, pray to Gemara. It says, Yeshle Ach Kosher. And this guy, the Cholol, married a Ksheira, and he has a brother who's a Kosher. And it says that to the brother it's Aser, but to him it's Mutter. So yesh, Kosher Nami, Kosher Lekol, Machlal, Jehu Pasel Lekol. It says, yesh, Kosher, you tell me a Cholol, a Fuket, a Cholol who's Aser Lekol. Derek, Ach Kosher obviously means the Kuno. Elav means a Kayin. It means a Kayin. Umid the Hu Kayin, he can it. There, ach kosher does not mean kosher l'kahal, because the chal is not as the kahal, so kosher has to mean there a koyin kosher. So since the word kosher by yeshli ach kosher means a koyin kosher, mistama kishera means a kahanas, and midhu koyin you kahanas. So it is a raya to Rav Yehuda Marav. No, it's not a raya. Midir yehokadis v'okadisa. This kishera means kishera l'kahal, and this kishera means kishera l'kahu kosher l'kuna. It's not a raya one to the other. Not right one to the other. Masiv Ravim Bar Nachman. Ravim Nachman would have a kasha on Rahudom Rav's side. Masiv Ravim Bar Nachman says in the Pasuk, Isha Zoyna Vechalola Lo Yikachu. And then it says again, Isha Grusham Isha Lo Yikachu. In the same Pasuk, Isha Zoyna Vechalola Lo Yikachu. Isha Grusham Isha Lo Yikachu. Kikosh Hu Lo Yikachu. Why say Lo Yikachu twice? It's like the Braisa. Lo Yikachu Lo Yikachu. Why say Lo Yikachu twice? Malamin She Isha Muzheres Aide Ish. That a Isha is Muzer Ayidei Ish. Now what does that mean exactly? The Isha also has a lab, has an Isser. V'lo Yikachu. Omar Rava, so you see L'chayra, that it means, Pashas we're saying, we're thinking, it means a Cholol, that a Kehenes is not a marry a Cholol. Zog to Gemara, no, Omar Rava. Kalhecha dehu Muzer, he Mizaris. Kalhecha dehu Muzer, he Mizara. Which means like this. Rava says, no, you're reading it wrong. It means like this. Anytime he has an usher, for example, a grusha, is a grusha have an issa to marry a kohen? A kohen can't marry a grusha, but is there issa to the grusha also? The pot saying, yeah. Lo Yikach was saying is, not only is the issa on the kohen, it's us on the grusha also. What? She gets a lav also. She has a lav also. Malchus, whatever the lav is, she gets a lav also. So that's the chiddush of it. Anytime, it's more than lifting either. She actually has a lav. That's the chiddush. But a kahana is not also to marry a chalala. That's what Rava answers. Kohechad hu muzer, he muzeres. Kohechad hu lo muzer, lo muzeres. Freit the Gemara. What do you mean? Isn't ladies chayav all of them? V'mahalcha nafka, v'rudam rav nafka. Don't rudam rav. V'chein tal rebe v'shmol. Ish o isha. We have a memra. It says, ish, the Pasuk says, ish o isha ki yasu mekol chatoyisa odom limo ma v'ashem v'ashma nefeshahi. It says, ish o isha. That teaches us, hishva kosa ish lo isha chol onshin in the Torah. Isha has every lav in the Torah. I say they don't have, because that's not an Einish. And that's you have a Ptura, Mr. Says Man Grama. But ladies, Chayim will love him. So here, if it's a Grusha to a Kayin, of course she's included. So what do you need pasul loyikachu to say that if she's a grusha she can't marry a kohen hedid? It's included in the klal that Isha has every lav. So I tomorrow, no. Ima hi from the pasuk of Isha that hishva kosta Isha lishu chon shem v'tayra having a lav hashav of a kohen only lav in that hashav of a kohen of a lav the kohuna maybe not. Of lav shen hashav of a kohen lavim that are special that kohuna it's not noyig by Yisrael. So there you would say maybe no shem apata. It's not a regular lav. It's a lav for kohuna. Maybe there she wouldn't have a lav. A lav she doesn't have a kol. So kamash one loy kachu two times that even she is chayiv. Break the gemara kash on that pei heimer alav and tab. Break tuma the lav she doesn't have a kol. Tuma, which is a lav she ain't have a kol. And we need a special pasuk to say that she. We know kahanim have an issur to be matamat tameis. What about a kahenes? So lachayra, it's lava ain't have a kol. So lachayra, there's no limit for that. We're saying loyally kach on that to there's reported automatically, but still we see need a pasuk for this. Very tell tom with lav shen shav akar over time the kosher chmolam nei haroin with loy benois aron especially miyat nei haroin benois aron halav achi having nosu chayavus we say nosu chayav in tomo my time why would there be chayav lav shen the rabbi the morab so you see even though it's lav in shav akar they are klur on the morab more answers loy the reason why you need benois aron because the gamrim loy kachu you would have learned that from loy kachu. Because by the Issa of Grusha, we say the Isha is Chayiv. So maybe it should be Chayiv, but tomorrow also, Kamash Lom, and I'm living in Saharan. But Vada is not clear on who the Marab. That's one Mahalach. Ikadamri, Kicha, Etzrichalei. Sakadach, and the Ligmar, but tomorrow, Kamash Lom, no. Ikadamri is the opposite. He said like this, that really, you're right. All Lav Makud, Rahu, the Marab of Isha, Isha, Chayiv, and Tari, even Lav Shin and Shavakal. Everything's included. And that's why you need Bnei Aharon and Bnei Saharon. But once you have Bnei Aharon and Bnei Saharon, the Pata and Tumah, you would think the Pata and Grusha to Kohen Hedid also. That's why the Pasuk Lo Yekachu. You would think that a Grusha to Kohen Hedid also, she's Pata. Just like she's Pata from Tumah, she's Pata in that also. Kamash Malon, Pasuk Lo Yekachu. Read in Psalm 1 time, Yikad Amri, Kichas Jichle. It's not even a Ligmar Matumah. Kamash Malon, no. So there's two angles. The first Mahalak is saying is, that the din of Isha Isha is only about Lava Shav Vakar. Lava Shav Vakar is not included there. So that's why you need Lo Yekachu. Why need Bnei Haran and Bnei Saharan? Because you should learn Lo Yekachu. The second Mahalach is, you're right. Everything learned on Ruvi Rav. That's why you need Bnei Haran and Bnei Saharan. Everything learned on Isha Isha. That's why you need Bnei Haran and Bnei Saharan. Why need Lo Yekachu? Let it be included in the regular Unchish and Matayra. Once you have Bnei Haran and Bnei Saharan, you say, learn up from there. Kamash Lon, Lo Yekachu, two times.